everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Comic Source Podcast. I'm your host, Jace. This is a 12 Days of the Comic Source episode, and today I'm going to be talking about five Marvel books that I think are great places to start for certain characters, as well as one book that I think is a great place to start if you've never been introduced to the comic book universe of Marvel and you're more familiar with the MCU, you know, the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So let's start with that book. It's called Secret Wars. It's written by Jim Shooter. You have art by Bob Layton and Mike Zeck. John Beatty handles some inks and Joe Rosen does the colors. And even though this is from 1984, I think it's a great place to start in terms of, hey, who are these characters? With the exception of Professor X, for whatever reason, the way Jim Shooter draws writes him, rather, he seems a little out of character. But otherwise, you get a real good introduction to all the major heroes in the Marvel Universe and who they are. And what's more than that is you get an introduction in a way that tells you who they were before the Marvel Cinematic Universe influenced these characters. Because like I said, 1984, so you're talking about almost 20 years before the MCU started with Iron Man number one. You're talking about 16 years. So I think it's important to have that foundation. So you have a bunch of the Avengers. There's Wasp and Captain America. There's Iron Man. There's Hawkeye. There's the Monica Rambeau version of Captain Marvel, who, you know, people hear Captain Marvel, they think the Brie Larson version. Well, this was an African-American female version who could transform herself into light and has, you know, a really cool backstory and is a character that a lot of people like as well. And you have the X-Men with Wolverine, Cyclops, Colossus is there, Nightcrawler. So again, Storm as well as Professor X. So again, you're getting an introduction to a lot of these characters. And then Spider-Man is also there, the Incredible Hulk, the Fantastic Four with the Thing and the Human Torch and Mr. Fantastic. Invisible Woman is not there for whatever reason, but you do have She-Hulk as well. So, again, it's just a great introduction. Plus, you have a ton of the villains. Dr. Doom and Dr. Octopus and Absorbing Man and Magneto. All these different villains, as well as Galactus, who make up the fabric of the Marvel Universe. So, it's a fun story. It's got great art by Bob Layton and Mike Zeck. The covers are awesome. There's very classic seminal moments. It's the first time that the symbiote, the black Spider-Man costume, shows up, the black and white version of that costume. So again, it's a great place to start. It gives you an introduction to who these characters are. And if you've never read a Marvel comic, I really recommend it. It's a little hokey on the dialogue at times. You know, it is at this point, what, almost 40 years old. But again, I think, you know, if somebody were to tell me, okay, I've never read a Marvel comic, I don't even know who these characters are, maybe they've never even seen the MCU, any of the movies, this is definitely a place I would give them to start. It gives you an introduction, tells you who these characters are, tells you who their powers are. It's a fun story, and it's easy to hang on to, you know, to get involved in, to be pulled into the story, because there's not really any continuity that you need to know ahead of time going into it. When we talk about the modern Spider-Man, you know, for 50-plus issues, Nick Spencer's been telling this Kindred story, so I can't really recommend starting there because it's too much. But I think the Red Goblin story, which was Dan Slott. Dan Slott had an epic run on Spider-Man, wrote more issues of Spider-Man than anybody previously, or anybody who has done since. And this Red Goblin story, where you're taking a classic character like Norman Osborn and the Green Goblin, one of the most iconic Spider-Man villains, and then merging him with Carnage, the symbiote, who was an offshoot of Venom, and you end up with a really great story with a lot of high stakes, a lot of cool stuff, a lot of surprises. And that's not always the case when you are talking about a modern story. So this gives you a real good grasp on who the modern Spider-Man is. Again, written by Dan Slott along with Christos Gage. You have art in the trade paperback from Stuart Immonen, Mike Hawthorne, Nick Bradshaw, Humberto Ramos, Giuseppe Camicola, and Marcos Martin. We've got inks from Wade Von Grobiger, Terry Pallett, Cam Smith, Nick Bradshaw, Victor Olazaba, Cam Smith, and Marcos Martin. And then color work from Marte Garcia, Eric Sanega, Edgar Delgado, Hava Tartaglia, Munso Vicente. So again, I think it shows the stakes. It's Green Goblin becoming the Red Goblin and higher stakes, I guess you'd say. He's more powerful than he's ever been before. And, you know, at some point you just start to wonder, how the heck is Spider-Man even going to win this, right? I mean, you know he is. The good guys win in comics. That's the way it is. But you really start to wonder, like, how is he? He's so overmatched. How could he possibly pull this out? So, again, if you're looking for how to get caught up with who Spider-Man is now, the modern Spider-Man, I think this is a great story, a lot of action. When it comes to Captain America, I recommend Captain America Winter Soldier Ultimate Collection, written by Ed Brubaker. You have art by Steve Epting, Michael Lark, and Frank Darmada. And Winter Soldier, a lot of people love Winter Soldier from the MCU. You know, it's Bucky returning, and this is a story, how he returns, Captain America meeting him for the first time, and us finding out how Bucky survived. And again, it's a really good foundation for the modern Captain America. Like, who is Steve Rogers now? I don't necessarily like the change in Captain America's costume, which happened, this was even before the MCU. It happened in the real early 2000s with the Ultimate Marvel Universe, and they wanted to make it a little more grounded, and Cap got this costume that was, I don't know, such a departure from what came before in terms of making it look more realistic, you know, like the utility belt, and it, you know, looks like chainmail, and I don't know. I never cared for that look, and this kind of carries over to the regular book, and it you definitely see it here in Cap's look, really, for the last 20 years. But it's a small quibble. This is great writing from Ed Brubaker, you know, kind of rekindling the Cold War, so to speak, with Winter Soldier being the result of Russia performing their own kind of experiments. And it's, you know, Winter Soldier's become a big part of the Marvel Universe, and this is a great place to get his story as well as a firm grasp on who Steve Rogers is now in the modern Marvel Universe. When it comes to Avengers, it was kind of tough to pick one. I went with the Avengers No Surrender storyline, where the Game Master sort of kidnaps, he steals Earth to use it as a game board with one of his cosmic games. And you've got a ton of different Avengers from past and present, as well as a couple of X-Men show up, and the Hulk eventually returns. You even have the return of supposed old school Avenger who's, you know, the public's knowledge of got erased apparently at one point. So it's kind of everything in the kitchen sink. But the great thing it does is it kind of pulls all the threads in from what had been going on with Avengers, like the previous 8 years or so, where everything was kind of all over the place, and it kind of unifies it into one story. And then ever since this Avengers Weekly event, Avengers No Surrender, which took place in the regular Avengers book, you've had kind of a unified Avengers story. Like, Marvel sort of, you know, consolidated everything. You didn't have all these different Avengers books going on at once. You just basically have one Avengers book, because this is followed with the No Surrender Weekly event, and then you start the Jason Aaron era of Avengers. And again, it kind of unifies here. So there's a ton of creators. This was a weekly event. There's a ton of creators that worked on it. It's written by Al Ewing, Mark Waid, Jim Zub. You have art by Pepe Larraz, Kim Jacinto, Paco Medina, Mike Perkins, Joe Bennett, Stefano Caselli, and a lot of other creators worked on it as well. So there's a lot packed in there. It's fast-paced. It was great when it was coming out because it was weekly. So every week you got another part of the story. And I definitely recommend it if you want to kind of get into the modern Avengers at Marvel. When we talk about Marvel, speaking of Marvel, how about Captain Marvel? So where's a good place to start with the modern female Captain Marvel? It's the beginning of the current series that's going on right now. Captain Marvel by Kelly Thompson, art by Carmen Caniero, colors by Tamara Bonvillain. The volume one trade is called Reentry. And previous to this, Carol Danvers' Captain Marvel had been out in space running Alpha Flight, which was sort of this almost police force in space, you'd say. Not to the point of like the Green Lantern Corps where they're out patrolling, but up in a space station orbiting the Earth to try to be an early warning system and an early defense for any kind of cosmic threats that were hitting the Earth's way. And now she's back. Now she's back on Earth. She's back as an Avenger. She's been, you know, doing that for years up there in space. But what happens when she comes back down to Earth and starts reestablishing relationships and becomes a member of the Avengers again? She's in the public eye, and it's her sort of getting her footing again. Thus the name Reentry. So I feel like Kelly Thompson is a great writer to write the adventures of Carol Danvers. You know, we're up to, I think, issues in the 30s now, and it's been great the entire time. She gives Carol a really great voice. I mean, I think that obviously Kelly Sue DeConnick is very much responsible for who the modern Captain Marvel is in the Marvel Universe, and she gets a lot of credit for that, and rightly so. And then that was followed by the Margaret Stoll era, and that was great as well. But as much as those two had such a big hand in establishing who Carol is now, Kelly gives her the best voice, I think, because Kelly grounds her and remembers to show us the human side and the flaws of Carol. I think the other two writers, and rightfully so, they were busy kind of leveling Carol up and establishing her agency in the Marvel Universe, which is, I think, what their job was. But now that that's been established, Kelly gets to ground her and remind us of the fact that Carol's not perfect. Carol makes mistakes. Carol has a past that sometimes, you know, affects her, who she is. You know, she's been through a lot with Rogue stealing her powers and becoming binary for, you know, a period of time and all that. I mean, she's been around for a long, long time. People don't necessarily realize, you know, she was Miss Marvel, then she was binary, and now she's back to being, she's Captain Marvel, not back to being, but now she's the new version of Captain Marvel. And then with the most recent Life of Captain Marvel series from Margaret Stoll, you know, she finds out about her Kree roots, and it only adds to kind of the backstory and the angst that Carol sometimes feels from her heritage. So yeah, the current run of Captain Marvel is great. I highly, highly recommend it. And it all starts right here with Captain Marvel Reentry, the first trade paperback collecting that series. So there you go. There you have it. There's five great trade paperbacks that you can pick up to sort of get a feel for where these characters are, where these groups are in the Marvel Universe. Obviously, Secret Wars is more just an overall introduction. But then the Red Goblin trade paperback is great to find out where Spidey is currently. The Captain America Winter Soldier Ultimate Collection is a great place to see where and who Steve Rogers is in the current Marvel Universe, as well as the Winter Soldier. The Avengers No Surrender is great to see where the Avengers are and how they fit into the Marvel Universe. And then Captain Marvel Reentry gives you a great take on who Carol Danvers, Captain Marvel, is currently in the Marvel Universe. So that's going to do it for this episode. Hope you're all having happy holidays, and we all look forward to a better new year. We hope you're enjoying all this extra 12 days of the Comic Source content that we're putting out for you. Thanks for listening as always, and we'll talk to you next time.
You can find the Comic Source podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, or whichever podcasting app you prefer. Please tell all your friends about us, subscribe, and rate us. The ratings really help with our visibility and our ability to reach new listeners, especially 5-star reviews on Apple. Also, be sure to visit us at lrmonline.com to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover all our other great pop culture content. If you want to email us, the email address is thecomicsourceblog@gmail.com, or you can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/thecomicsource. Do a search for The Comic Source on Facebook and Instagram to follow us on those social platforms. All three spots are great places to find out when we release new episodes, as well as follow all our convention coverage. So once again, we want to thank everyone for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.